Additional activities that some groups have conducted include making plans with more vulnerable members of the community, establishing telephone trees to communicate to group members during a bushfire, working out new ways to share information such as social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, organising bulk buying of fire equipment, personal protective clothing and other necessary items, organising neighbourhood working bees to prepare each other's properties, street meetings, walkthroughs and property inspections, identifying neighbourhood safe meeting points.